Carpenter. Welcome you to the Bing Crosby Show, presented by Chesterfield. The Bing Crosby Show, produced and transcribed in Hollywood with John Scott Trotter and his orchestra, Judd Collins with the Mayors and Bing's guests, Miss Peggy Lee and Mr. Abe Burrows. Ladies and gentlemen, in a few days, the World Series will be played to determine the championship baseball team of the world. We now bring you the Vice President of the Pittsburgh Pirates, Bing Wahoppin' Crosby.
Now, Ken, that was a cruel and unreasonably derisive introduction.
I'm sorry.
Don't forget, Pittsburgh is still in the top eight.
Oh, that's good, yeah. Man, Bing, I hate to gloat, but what about our bet?
What bet?
Well, you bet me a new hat last spring that you and I would see the World Series in Pittsburgh this fall. Now, please pay up.
Don't be in such a rush. We're going to fly there and watch it on television.
Now, look, that's not fair. Bing, I never thought you'd stoop to such a trick. It's getting harder and harder to collect from you.
It's getting harder and harder to stoop, too. Okay. I'll buy you a hat. What kind of hat do you want?
Well, I'll tell you after the show.
What do you mean after the show? Come on, now. What kind of hat do you want?
Oh, I don't want to discuss it.
Ken, you'll either tell me now or you don't get the hat. No. What kind of a chapeau do you desire?
Beanie with a propeller on it.
Oh, what do you want with a propeller beanie?
Well, I thought I'd give it to John Scott Trotter.
Propeller beanie won't help Trotter. He needs a four-motor job. We stop this nonsense now, Ken. Go get yourself a hat, and I'll pick up the tab.
Okay,
whatever it is, I don't
all right.
care.
Where shall I get it?
Well, go over to Chasen's restaurant and swipe one. If you get caught, I'll pay the fine. Imagine me getting hooked for a hat on account of the Pirates. Well, there's one consolation. The Cleveland Indians didn't do so well either.
You know, everybody can't win, Bing.
That's right, Ken. Baseball isn't just winning pennants. It's the game that counts. The management of the Pittsburgh Pirates is proud of the team. They're a great bunch of boys, and they have our admiration and respect. And they will continue to have it even next year when they're playing for Anaheim.
Oh, Bing, you can't kid me. Your bark's worse than your bite. You wouldn't do anything like that.
I should say now, Ken. Those boys are all right. And believe me, Pittsburgh is going to win the pennant next year. Mm-hmm. I will now sing I'm Just a Cockeyed Optimist.
And you're just the optimist can sing it, too.
John Scott, if you've got this South Pacific tune on the racks there, I'm practically ready.
I forget every cloud I've ever seen. For they call me a cockeyed optimist, immature and incurably green. I have heard people rant and rave and bellow that we're done and we might as well be dead. But I'm only a cockeyed optimist, and I can't get it out of my head. I hear the human race is falling on its face and hasn't very far to go. But every whippoorwill is selling me a bill and telling me it just ain't so. I could say life is just a bowl of jello and appear more intelligent and smart, but I'm stuck like a dope with a thing called hope, and I can't get it out of my heart. Not this heart.
That was That was the cockeyed optimist, one of the numbers that Mary Martin does so wonderfully in South Pacific.
Bing, you ought to see the people lined up downtown in Los Angeles this afternoon waiting to get tickets to South Pacific.
South Pacific opening here?
Oh, no, that's the end of the New York line.
Oh. Well, isn't that something? Isn't this remarkable? South Pacific got a line across the country before television did, huh? Oh, boy, I'd love to be associated with a hit like that.
Well, you are.
You mean my new picture, Top of the Morning?
No, your new product, Chesterfield.
Yep. Chesterfields are a big hit, all right.
Oh, yes, Bing. They've been lining up for Chesterfields for years. People everywhere know that Chesterfield is the best cigarette to smoke because they're A, always milder. Milder than other cigarettes. B, better tasting. Taste better than other cigarettes. C, cooler smoking. Smoke cooler than other cigarettes. And here's the reason. Chesterfields are made of the right combination of the world's best tobaccos and the purest of cigarette paper. Once you smoke Chesterfields yourself, you'll agree with the millions who say, it's my cigarette.
Right, Ken. Now, folks, here's the hit tune from that great production, Chesterfield.
Chesterfields satisfy women and men. Chesterfields over and over again. Milder, much milder, all smokers agree. Always buy Chesterfields ABC.
A new song containing a tender sentiment, excellent melodic developments.
The longest mile is the last mile home. When you've been away, the dearest dreams are the dreams of home. Travel far over land and sea, and then one day the ship clears can be the sweetest smile you'll
Last week here we were entertained by the songs, the airy persiflage, and the witty chatter of a chap, yclept Abe Burrows. Ever since that broadcast, we've had a flood, yea, a veritable deluge of mail about Abe. However, we've asked him back anyhow. Here is Abe Burrows.
Hello, I'm Burrows like he yclept me. I don't know nothing about this disparaging mail you speak about, Crosby. All the letters I sent in were great.
Well, hot or cold, I'm glad you're here. Sorry as I am that you must go back to New York tomorrow.
Well, I'd stay here in California if I had something important to do. Like, say, if you'd put me in one of your pictures. Incidentally, I saw that Top of the Morning thing.
Did you like it?
Oh, very much. I thought it was sensational. I mean, seeing you and Barry Fitzgerald together is exciting just for the sheer novelty of it.
We were searching, you know, aspiring for something novel. I think we may have attained it. I think we should be given a lot of credit for our daring and the unusual approach in casting Barry Fitzgerald as an Irishman.
Very brave, yeah. Oh, very brave, yeah. Instead of Donald O'Connor. Fitzgerald is wonderful. I love him. But it's kind of a little hard for me to understand him sometimes, you know? See, Bing, is it true that in Top of the Morning, he spoke the same dialogue he used in Going My Way?
That is absolutely false. He spoke exactly the same dialogue he used in Welcome Stranger. Abe, I didn't think you cared about making pictures, really.
That ain't true. I've always said that if a good picture came along with a good solid part and the money was right, I'd take it even if the picture was awful and the part was terrible.
That's the spirit, Abe. The only thing that can keep a guy like you from being a hit in pictures is if you make some big mistake, like getting in front of the cameras.
Wait a minute, Bing, you could use me. In Top of the Morning, you did a whole scene with a dictaphone. Don't tell me that I ain't warm and got more sex appeal than a dictaphone. I should be in pictures.
Abe, just because you got more sex appeal than a dictaphone is no sign that you're another Milton Berle.
Another Milton Berle is absolutely out of the question. Look, Bing, you may not have a part in a picture for me now, but you might keep me in mind when the time comes for you to make your life story.
My life story?
Yeah, or do you think Jolson has killed that racket?
Oh, no, I hear the second picture, Jolson Rides Again, is very good.
Oh, the tight... The title is Jolson Sings Again.
Well, I just fell off a load of fun.
Title is Jolson Sings Again.
I stand corrected.
And it really is very good.
Good pick.
By the way, I saw a private preview up in New York. I went with the disc jockey, Jack Eigen.
Oh, you name dropper, you.
No fooling, Bing. This is really... it's a very funny anecdote, I want to tell you.
What happened with you? Let me hear.
Just before the picture started, we were in this private projection room. I said to Jolson, I said, hey, Al, before the picture starts, is there anything you want to explain about it? And Jolson says to me, he says, yeah, I'm going to explain you ain't in it. And then Jack Eigen says, tell him to explain he ain't in it either. Actually happened. It's the first and last funny thing Eigen ever said. But anyway, Bing, like I was saying, if you want me for your life story, that is to be your Larry Parks, mm-hmm. I'm available. And with me, old boy, you won't have to dub in the singing.
Hey, Abe, I tell you what. You talk to my brother Everett about it, and if Everett turns you down, go to my brother Larry. He's got nothing to do with it either.
Thanks for the lead. Of course, for tonight, I have a great operetta.
Oh, yeah, but first, Abe, I must introduce our leading lady. She's gliding micwits here. Ladies and gentlemen, in order to offset Burroughs in more ways than one, here is the lovely... talented, delightful, personable North Dakota Nightingale, Miss Peggy Lee.
Hi, Dave. Hello, Abe.
Hi, Peggy.
Hiya, Peggy. Gee, I'm glad to see you. You know we're going to do another one of my operettas tonight?
Oh, wonderful, Abe. I love to sing those songs of yours. I wouldn't miss it for the world. Hey, Bing, I thought this character went back to New York.
Cuts out tomorrow, I think.
Don't be too sure. I may get a picture. Got a date with Everett in the morning. Well, let's get to the operetta.
Folks, some time ago, I tuned into a delightful evening program titled Breakfast with Burroughs, and I heard an exciting musical comedy version of Shakespeare's Hamlet. I thought it might make a good musical for Paramount, so I've asked Abe to rewrite it to include Peggy and myself, and we're going to try it out tonight. Abe, take over, eh?
Entirely. Now, ladies and gentlemen, as my learned colleague has told you, I have rewrote Shakespeare's Hamlet. You all know the story of Hamlet. It's about this Hamlet fella, a prince of Denmark. He is very unhappy, comes home to Denmark, meets his father's ghost, finds out his uncle murdered his father and married his mother. He gets sore, drives his girl Ophelia to drown herself, kills her brother, kills his uncle, and gets killed himself while his mother takes poison. It's a million laughs. Of course, I've changed the plot to make it a gay, glorious, Technicolor-type musical. Also, I'll probably change the title. If I sell it to Paramount, I guess I have to. I may call it something like Dancing in Denmark.
Why don't you call it Top of the Smorgasbord?
That's facetious. Say, on account of the...
Just barely.
Say, maybe on account of the costumes in the picture, maybe I'll call it Crosby Wore Tights.
Oh, wait a minute. Connecticut Yankee, I wore tights. Gave Betty Grable a bit of a scare, you know.
Say, maybe on account of the costumes in the picture, maybe I'll call it Crosby Wore Tights.
Oh, wait a minute. Connecticut Yankee, I wore tights. Gave Betty Grable a bit of a scare, you know.
Brother, you frightened everybody.
Chopped liver.
Well, anyway, the picture starts off when Hamlet, that's played by you.
Excellent casting.
Yeah, I thought so. Anyway, Hamlet has just returned to Denmark after a long absence. He's accompanied by his friend Horatio, a keen and wind type fella, played by me. Hamlet and Horatio stand there looking at their beloved country. For the first time in many years, they're seeing it again, and tears fill their eyes, and they sing a sentimental type song, like this. Oh!
Hello, Denmark, hello, hello. We're glad to be back home. Oh, how we missed you while we were away.
Oh, baby,
if we will be back in dear old Scandinavia.
Yeah. Oh,
hello, Denmark.
How do you do?
Nevermore will we roam.
Say, I give my life to see a piece of Danish pastry.
Oh, hello, Denmark, we're home.
Hello, Denmark, hello, hello. We're glad to be back home. Oh, how we missed you when we were away. It's great to be back in dear old Scandinavia.
We first were born,
and we've loved you ever since.
I'm a great Dane, call me Prince.
Down, Prince, down, back, 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 down, down.
Oh, hello, Denmark. Good to see you, Denmark.
Dreadful song winds up in a great big production number in which 12,000 happy Danish peasants welcome Hamlet and Horatio with their native dance, which is called the Samba.
Samba? Arthur Murray's got branches everywhere, isn't he?
Now, as this dance finishes, the peasants dash off stage for their checks. And Hamlet is left alone with Horatio. Hamlet speaks.
Alas, Horatio, sweet and trusted friend, strange do I feel. Joyous should I be my native land to return to, but somehow melancholy grips me. Gives me great pain. Or mayhap it could be the tightness in me tights.
No, sweet prince, ill tidings are abroad.
Always.
But today, on yon parapet, I met a ghost. 'Twas thy father's ghost.
'Twas? How didst thou know 'twas my father's ghost?
By thy father's mustache.
Tell me, Horatio, sweet friend, what father news has my... What further news had my father for me?
Well, your old man, your dad hath informed me of these grim tidings. Your uncle was the one who hath slain him. And he hath also slain your friends.
What? What foul and scurrilous deed hath been done? Slain my father and slain my friends?
I wonder where he is now.
Probably in some saloon.
Hey, Horatio. Something is rotten in the state of Denmark. Would that I could once again have the comfort of the arms of Ophelia, the shy, sweet Ophelia, whose love I once possessed before I went to seek elsewheres.
Hamlet, sweet prince, mon capitan. See who approaches over yonder, down there.
Down there?
It is she, Ophelia.
Aye, it is she indeed. She does not see us. Ophelia! Ophelia, I am here.
Where are are you?
Here, in these tights, here.
Ham.
Oh. Ah, beloved Ophelia, 'tis sweet to hold you close again. Sing me the song you sang me when first we met.
Stand by, bud. I'm sweet, shy Ophelia, a lovely princess. I'm a natural blonde, I never rinses. He really cares, my friend. I'm the bashful blonde with the beautiful bend. Gee, Prince Hamlet, I go for you. Won't you say you love me too? Take me home and make me your bride. Believe me, baby, it's cold outside. Take me in your arms, you melancholy dame. Ah, else I shall be melancholy too.
Immediately following this song, Ophelia plunges into the lake to drown herself. And here we do a big underwater production number. What you'd call an aqua-type cave. At the end of the number, Hamlet dives in and pulls Ophelia out of the water. As he drags her onto the shore, he says...
Sweet Ophelia, are you all right?
Oh, Hamlet, you foolish boy. Don't you know I only went to South America with that polo player to make you jealous?
I know that dialogue doesn't make sense. No, no, it's all right. We had to make a big cut in the middle for a production number. And now comes a big moment.
That was from left field.
Yes. Now we're coming to the end of the picture, so it's time to start the plot. Suddenly, all of a sudden, right away, Denmark is struck by an earthquake. And Hamlet's uncle, who has usurped the throne, is killed. Also, the palace is destroyed. Hamlet is now king of Denmark.
But alas, I have no palace.
Hamlet is terribly upset. Doesn't know what to do to raise the money to build his palace. Suddenly, his friend Horatio has an idea. He says, Hamlet, I've got it. An idea how we can raise the money.
How?
Why don't we put on a show? Isn't that nice?
Fresh idea. New thought.
At this very moment, a big airline is forced down in Denmark. This airliner, where'd you hear this? This is all new. This airliner happens to contain Alan Ladd, Gary Cooper, Betty Hutton, Paulette Goddard, Gloria Swanson, Billy DeWolf, and Bob Hope. Hamlet asks them, will they help him raise money for the palace? And they all agree to do a show.
Except Hope. He wants to do two shows.
Anyway, they put on a big show. It's a big success. The money is raised due to Hamlet's effort, and a new palace in Denmark is built. And everybody joins in the big, happy finale.
Everything is okay in Denmark now. Things are all right with the Danes.
Something was rotten, but now it's forgotten. Thanks to you, Hamlet.
Well, it really was nothing.
Everything is okay in Denmark.
Thanks, Bing, Abe, Peggy, Milton DeLug, and the entire company. That was a delightful presentation.
Enjoyed it,
Ken? Yeah, there was only one thing I missed.
Why? What'd you miss?
Why, that famous speech where Polonius speaks to his son and gives him all that wonderful advice. You remember? Where he says, Costly thy habit as thy purse can buy.
Oh, you intone it well.
Neither a borrower nor a lender be. This above all, to thine own self be true, and always buy Chesterfield.
Again, I doubt that the bard ever heard of our ABCs, but if Chesterfields had been available in those days, Shakespeare would have raved about them, because Chesterfields give you everything you want in a cigarette. They're mild with clean, fresh taste after smoking. Yes, whatever you want in a cigarette, you'll find in Chesterfield. So take my tip and smoke them.
And here's another tip, Bing, concerning the Chesterfield birthday carton.
Oh, yes, it sure makes for a happy birthday.
Sure does. The Chesterfield birthday carton is the best birthday present because it contains 200 milder Chesterfields in an attractive gift carton with pictures of Arthur Godfrey, Bing Crosby, and Perry Como.
And after you finish smoking the carton, those three pusses make excellent targets in case you want to start a dart game.
So the next time someone you know has a birthday or wants to throw some darts or both, give them Chesterfields and a beautiful new birthday gift carton.
Peggy Lee and I are going to try to develop a little blend here on the ballad from Top of the Morning.
You're in love with someone. Anyone would know. Takes up all your dreaming and makes you sort of glow. I guess you think your laughter covers up your sighs, but you've got a love look in your dreamy eyes.
Oh, you're in love with someone. Anyone I know like to have a chance. The lucky so-and-so forever and forever she'll be loving you naturally. If you're in love with someone like me,
the lucky so-and-so forever and forever he'll be loving you naturally. If you're in love with someone, it's plain enough I know. If you're in love with someone like me.
Thank you, Peggy. Thank you very much. That about does it for tonight. Good night, folks. Hope to see you next Wednesday for Chesterfield, the best cigarette for you to smoke.
The Bing Crosby Show is produced and transcribed in Hollywood by Bill Morrow and Myrtle McKenzie. Be sure to be with us next Wednesday when Chesterfield again presents the Bing Crosby Show with Bing's guest, Judy Garland. And stay tuned for the George Burns and Gracie Allen Show, which follows immediately.